Oh, Lord, part three of the weekly stock market update. I have got so much to say. ASML is another one that I bought recently, and it's because it ticked the boxes, as you know, value, growth, income, cash flow, Sortino, Alpha. It ticked substantially all of those boxes. It was a special situation because it didn't tick all of them. And it's got room to the upside to move up. I don't care what analysts think. And the reason for that is, again, everything I do is based on data. I've written about it in my 18 books on investing, which on the back cover, there's reviews from the Financial Times, from Bloomberg Television, from hedge fund managers, Bernard Opperty, who runs a $2 billion hedge fund, and from a load of other people. And the processes that I talk about founded on the works of three Nobel Prize winning economists, Eugene Fermi, Daniel Kahneman, Richard Thaler. Anyway, it ticked all the boxes and it's got some upside on the momentum as well. But their data shows that these analysts tend to be wrong. All the banks like JP Morgan, etc., tend to be wrong. Dollar Tree is another one which has been bought. God, I need to make sure. Yeah, it has. Yeah, what more can I say? Same situation as before. Special situations, right direction, ticks enough boxes. It's not one I've got round to buying and probably should have done, but it was overbought, but it was popular with hedge funds. So why have I covered it? Well, I also cover those things that I disagree with against the industry. And the hedge fund industry has been right on this for now, General Electric, because I thought it was overbought, hasn't got much room to the upside, but in actual fact, it's gone up from 141 to 157, which isn't that much. So we'll see what happens. But for the moment, that's one up to them. Cisco is one that I've not bought, but is on my list now. And so my clients could buy it. And it's popular with hedge funds as well, and obviously all these banks. And that's the idea and the projection on this one. Not guaranteed, of course, any of this. But again, value, growth, income, cash flow, Sortino, Alpha, and popular with hedge funds, though that's less important. Don't forget on TikTok, just a really big warning. I have the blue tick. There is a load of people who are doing fake accounts. Now, on TikTok, less so because they've now completely stamped down on it, but these people have moved to Facebook and Instagram as well, telling you to buy crypto, and they're using AI to change my voice. They're basically doing to me what they did to Martin Lewis. So I've got some Indian cybersecurity companies looking into basically working with the police out there to see if we can find out where these people are anywhere in the world and get them arrested. Now, why your pension is performing poorly. There's a whole bunch of videos on my YouTube, and it's everything from looking at London, Royal London Fidelity, to looking at Fundsmith, looking at Scottish Mortgage, looking at Aviva, a whole bunch of them. Follow me on LinkedIn as well, arpishpatel.com/links. arpishpatel.com/links, where I'm a top voice alongside Bill, although he's got 35 million followers, I have got less than 1% of that. Same with our bank balances, his and mine. Client reviews, lots of lovely ones. So that's it for now. Thank you all very much. Actually, I'll just go through what I said on the video. Look, one of the reasons why you're getting screwed is your IFA is spraying and praying. This is how IFAs pick stocks, okay? And they put it into so many companies to bet on every horse, you get screwed. They also hold on because they're not allowed to sell their holdings and go into cash when they should, like in 2022. And once in 6 years, you need to. And that's the time when you lose 6 years worth of your pension in one go. They also give you 0% returns and try and defend it when the NASDAQ's up 55% and the S&P's up 25%. They'll say, oh, well, you know, in 2022 it was down. Yes, and they held it all the way down as well. Ask them what their two-year performance is. They'll love to talk to you about this year and 2023 because it was a good year for the markets. Ask them, what's your performance since 2022? Because then you can take a bad year and a good year together. Ask them that. We were in cash for most of 2022, so our performance stank. It was just slightly over 1%, okay, in 2022. In 2023, it was 80%, not because of us, but because the bloody NASDAQ went up 55%. You know, it'd be hard not to make money, wouldn't it? Well, unless you're an IFA. And people are too scared to sack their IFAs. Don't be too scared. It's your pension. It's your money, okay? And so they're wasting a lot of time and energy on this stuff. How can it be done? How can good returns be done? Well, if there's a market tailwind, and like the weather, we've had some extremities recently, like 2021 and 2023, the market was stonkingly good. High Sortino stocks, these are stocks which have a high average rate of return and a low downside volatility. In other words, the risk or volatility of missing that is low. And high alpha stocks, in other words, when the market goes up, they go up more, and when the market falls, they don't fall as far. So that's obvious. I mean, you think it's obvious, wouldn't it? I mean, what I've said to you, don't take my word for it. And sometimes people go, well, is that working out for you? And I'm thinking, are you stupid? How do you think? It's just plain simple common sense statistics. Not UK, not enough companies there. Not emerging markets, unless you like playing with hand grenades. US will give you enough stocks to choose from, and they can go in your SIP and ISA. If you can get a cash in a bad year like 2022, once in 6 years, and you need to know how to do it, and I'll talk about that in other webinars. If you monitor once a fortnight, simple, once a fortnight, just monitor what your performance is. Good years make up for bad. That's the only way you're going to get your 40s. Can you get 40s? Well, we'll see. If Croaky, cash return on capital invested, that's a number that I get from Goldman Sachs Wealth Management. I use that to determine which stocks I go into. It has to tick that box because, as they discovered, companies which are in the top 25% by that generate 30% per annum. Not every company, not every year, and companies outside of it might do it as well, but the ones in the top quartile, that's their historic returns. Hold for 12 months, then reevaluate. Sell anything which drops 25% from the highest it's been since you bought it. How does it do in the UK? In the UK, it'll only generate about an 18% return. US, make an assumption, it's going to be at least double that. It should be more, actually, but I say you make a simple assumption. And that's the problem, because most people, like this lady who wrote to me, they get 20% growth over 10 years. She got 20% growth over 10 years. 20% over 10 years. Now, that means you got £24,000 back. Well, £20,000 back on 100K. She could have had £382,000 back in profit on 100K over the same period. Yeah. I know, and you're going to get IFAs whose gut instinct is to defend that and say, well, 24,000 is good enough for her. It's still a 24% return. Why is she being greedy? Or 20% return. Why is she being greedy? Why does she need more money? You know, it's for other people to be rich. She should know her place as a woman in the kitchen. Why is she possibly looking to make more money than her male American counterparts are? Okay, so how did we do? Let's talk about us for a minute. Now, big disclaimers: over the last year, the S&P was up 25%, NASDAQ 55%. I can't take credit for that. We pick US stocks, although we do look at UK and European ones. I only buy US ones, as you know, from my first column in the Financial Times in 1999 and my 18-odd books, if you want to fact-check everything. Further filtered final list. These are from Rising MACD, Quality 5, Special Situation. So they all tick value, growth, income, cash flow, or substantially did and had a rising MACD is what all that means. This is January to December. Doesn't include ones in between. Doesn't include leverage holdings or overweight holdings. Last year wasn't a typical year. And in 2022, we had to hold cash for most of the year. Okay, so how did we do last year? This was it. I will never probably do this ever again in my life. In fact, I'll guarantee you we won't get over 80% in 1 year again in my life. Okay, it's the only guarantee I'll make, because I think last year was exceptionally amazing. And you might say, well, if you take out the good ones, I'll bet you didn't do so well. Yeah, you're right. If you take out the good ones, you could end up with minus 1%. If you take out all of these, and let's say I ignored everything and only picked one stock, so now you know why you don't just pick one stock and you diversify. You diversify, but you're concentrated. Okay, so that was the performance. Thank you all very much. I thought I've repeated some of this stuff, but I thought it's something which bears worth repeating for people's pensions and so on. At least, if nothing else, it gives them education. Have a look at my campaign for $1,000,000.com. It's a campaign to teach 1 million people how to be better investors. Okay, it's really important. SIPs, ISAs, really easy to open if you don't know how to do it. And they even transfer your old pensions for you, whoever you use, whether it's a Barclays, AJ Bell, Free Trade. I don't mind who you use, entirely up to you. And it's very easy to open those and then invest through them. So I hope some of this has been educational. Don't go for name recognition like Scottish Mortgage. They're down 50% in 2022 and haven't recovered since as a result. So just be careful what you do. You do want to be ticking value, growth, income. We can do that for you. We've got whole databases for clients where basically we do that for you. And we work out which ones tick all the boxes and update that monthly. Thank you all very much.